This is a prostate cancer treatment for a high-risk form of disease, and it's a treatment that is already being used in Canada in a trial. I happen to have a friend who's on this trial. And the good news is the researchers saying the results are so startling, you've got to release the results of this testing now.
That's right. This is a trial published in the Lancet today of 1,200 men, 1,205 men to be exact, who have a specific type of prostate cancer. It's locally invasive. That is, it has not spread to other organs, to the spine, to the bones. It's remaining in place, but just on the cusp of breaking through. And so they had a specific grade of prostate cancer for these men who were enrolled in this study. And what they found is that they were given one of two treatments. They were divided in half, so 603 in one group, 602 in the other. One received anti-hormone treatment. That is, they received a medication that reduces the level of testosterone in a man's body, because testosterone can influence prostate cancer growth in a negative, in a positive way. That is, it encourages the growth. So they took this particular medication, it's a lifelong medication, to reduce testosterone levels. And another group received radiation along with the anti-hormone therapy. And they found that those in the group that received both at 7 years out from the study had better survival if they had both the radiation and the anti-hormone therapy versus those that had the anti-hormone therapy alone. So at 7 years, 74% of the 603 men who received both the radiation and the anti-hormone therapy were still alive, compared to 66% who had only the anti-hormone therapy. And they found, in terms of those that died of their cancer, they found that those that died from the cancer was less in the group that received both. They had 19% who had the hormone therapy alone died, versus only 9% that had the combined therapy. So in effect, what they're showing is that for this specific group of men who have a specific type of high-grade prostate cancer, that is the aggressive form of prostate cancer, and again, the type of cancer in terms of the staging is in the article, they benefited from the treatment. It's the strongest evidence to date that this type of therapy, where you reduce testosterone levels and you use radiation combined, reduced death rates from the cancer itself and improved survival. The questions that come out of this are what the optimum initial strategy should be. That is, do you use the combination outright together, or do you use the anti-hormone therapy first followed by radiation? And that's still one of the questions that is being asked by some specialists who are doing this. And also, there are the side effects of the particular treatment, which can result in bowel, bladder, and other organ damage because of the radiation in the area. The other issue is who gets treated. That is, who do you actually provide this treatment to? And the bottom line to this is, and the general rule when it comes to treating this type of prostate cancer, is that men who have a life expectancy of 5 or 10 years should receive both the therapy and radiation. However, in older men, with only a few years of life remaining, who have considerable comorbidities, for example, cardiovascular disease, the radiation should be avoided, because it actually will complicate things and probably hasten their demise, versus those that have a 5 to 10 year lifespan of relatively normal life. But nevertheless, very good study in terms of illustrating that the combination of these therapies for this type of cancer seem to work much better.
Okay, thank you.